I just think it's important that fans come together and make a point of how unhappy we are with the way the club is being run. In fact, unhappy is a bit of an understatement, that we're really disgusted with being treated by disdain by this new regime. They mislead fans. They haven't done what they said they were going to do when they've taken over. And I think it's important we make the point, and we don't make them life easy, and we make the point that we're not happy at all.
We have to make some sort of visible protest now. It's the quiet boycott is going well. I'm all for it. It's increasing in strength, but we need to up it a little bit, I think.
As the Hereford fans now start their minutes applause away to our right-hand side. The game goes on, and to be fair, Harrier supporters are also joining in the minutes applause as well.
Yeah, it's nice to see. We talked about that solidarity within clubs. All four sides of the ground applauding now. That is marvellous to see from a local perspective, isn't it?
In the train from Birmingham to Kidderminster, got to about Smethwick, and then train driver says we've hit someone on the train, sorry, we're gonna have to go back. So I got back, managed to get a taxi to Stourbridge. From Stourbridge I've hitchhiked here. At one point I thought I can turn back and go back to Birmingham, but it's like the club, you don't turn your back on them, do you? You've got to make it. You've got to just do what you can, and hope the message gets across tonight.
I've never been to a game where there's been three sets of supporters. It's mad, but what a fantastic turnout. It exceeded, I think, everyone's expectations, to be perfectly honest.
It's the 39th minute, of course, and they've turned their back for the supporters at both ends of the ground. The Hereford supporters away to our right were always going to turn their back on the game in the 39th minute. That was the plan as part of the very visual protest. They are joined by the Kidderminster Harrier supporters away to our left-hand side, who have also turned their backs on the game as well during the 39th minute.
It's a tough situation at the moment. We're all boycotting the home and at the moment away games because it doesn't feel like our club anymore.
Chris Williams, chairman of Hereford United Supporters Trust. What do you think of the turnout here tonight?
I think the turnout's exceptional. It was a filthy night earlier on. That could have put a few people off, but I think the attendance is great, and the effort that the fans are going to support the club that we all love is fantastic. The first person to phone me up when financial troubles started in the football club was the chairman of Kidderminster Harriers Football Trust. So that's just a fantastic story, and we really thank them for what they've done.